Brian, your competitive debut for Derry City, how do you feel it went personally for yourself?
Yeah, I think in general happy enough with how tough the conditions were. Obviously a lot of games, or if you see other games, were called off due to the winds and the snow and the hail. I think we had every bit of weather in them 90 minutes, so given everything and being a debut and a tough place to come, I think happy enough would be the word.
Well, fair enough. You know, I could do nothing about both goals, but the second one especially, it seemed to hang up in the air, and I mean, we were too far away in the commentary position for the radio, but was it an OG or?
I think it was. I think there was a lot of, you know, there's bodies being thrown in the box, like, and look, it's harder when you're in the middle of it to know exactly what happened, and we'll watch it back on video to see, but it did look that way.
Well, it's a difficult place to come and get any type of result, but Derry went behind twice, and they responded quite well and scored two good goals. Must be delighted with that. I mean, it's not a win, but it's not a loss.
We weren't too, like, we're not completely happy where we played, and we think we could have played better, and I think we've had chances to win the game, but we have spoke about the character to come back twice, and especially here on such a tough night weather-wise, and we all know the kind of reception we were going to get with it being the first league game of the season with pretty much a sellout. So to come back twice in such a tough place is encouraging.
Well, you come to Derry City to play Premier League football, and you've done that, you've got a taste of it. It's now a matter of keeping your spot, no doubt, and the big games keep coming, like Shamrock Rovers and Sligo Rovers after that, but that's what you want to be doing.
Yeah, exactly, and as I said before, there's lots of good goalkeepers in this club. It's not just me and Nathan, there's other very, very good goalkeepers, young goalkeepers in the club, and we're all keeping each other, you know, at 100% and pushing each other, and it's healthy competition, and it's only going to make us all better goalkeepers. So
it's a point, as you said, at a difficult venue. Derry City aren't beaten, but it's now move on now, and it doesn't come any bigger than Rovers coming to the Brandywell.
Yeah, exactly. It's a point, it's something to build on. We think we could have got three, and we came here with full intentions to try and win the game, but all attention now, we're back in tomorrow to recover, and then all attention will be straight to Shamrock Rovers.